Hello, welcome to today's podcast. Today is October the 28th, 2018. Sunday is approximately 2:02 p.m. in the afternoon. It's a beautiful day in Texas. And I'd like to just thank everyone who has decided to come and join in on listening to my podcast. Today, I will be speaking with you briefly about a diagnosis that I was given of breast cancer in February of the 14th of 2018 of this year. It came to me as a shock and a surprise because it was something that I felt would not have happened to me, but that maybe is something that happened to other people. I didn't question God when it came to receiving the news from my doctor that I was tested positive, that it came back positive, that I had triple negative breast cancer in my left breast. And my biggest concern was to remain healthy as possible through the entire journey. And God, He answered those prayers tremendously and faithfully. I'd like to encourage each and every person that's listening to today's podcast to always do self-examinations to your own breast, because I was able to detect the knots that were the knot that was in my left breast, and it was confirmed by a biopsy that it was actually breast cancer. So I got cleared and became cancer-free on the 15th of August. And the timing seemed fast, but to be honest with you, the process itself is not a quick process. It's something that is very taxing mentally. It's physically taxing as well on the body. But it has really taught me a valuable lesson. I've learned so much during this journey. I've learned how to not take anything in life for granted, not to take one day, one second, or any hour for granted, because life is precious and it is very fleeting. I also learned a lot about relationships. The diagnosis taught me a lot about, first and foremost, having a relationship with Christ Jesus. It's important. It's vital. It's vital to everyday living. It's oxygen. Because had I not had a relationship with my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, this diagnosis could have turned out in the negative. I could have been in a position of, if not being physically dead, being emotionally and spiritually dead. So I truly thank God for a foundation in Him. And it also has really anchored so many other relationships with friends and loved ones and family members in my life. And it's taught me about pride and how not to allow pride to take over in our lives, to be prideful, because you really have to be humble and possess a great deal of humility while you're going through breast cancer. And I could only speak from my experience, and this so far has been my experience, because it's so many people that I had to rely on or needed to rely on. And I'm grateful to God for them being there to be a shoulder for me to lean on and to be a source of great sustenance. Because without your prayers and without your financial support, this could have really been a washout. I could have really suffered more. A great deal more than what I've already suffered. And so for that, I'm truly grateful and I'm humbled because of the experience. I pray that my podcast and my testimony will encourage others, will inspire others, and cause you to be better for having heard my testimony, and to give God the praise, the honor, and the glory that He's so worthy of. Continue to stay tuned in to me sharing some aspects of this journey, because it's been quite a feat, and I can't put it all into one podcast, but I will be touching up back and forth, giving you glimpses into my journey. Thank you so much for listening. God bless. Goodbye.